Once again, welcome very much to this workshop on Kirtan with absorption. First of all, what is absorption? It's the total immersion of the mind into something else, to the exclusion of everything what is going on. I saw in Varanasi on my first visit a yogi who was meditating on the junction of two of the main traffic arteries of the town. So when the policeman gave the sign, vroom, the traffic started. About 50 bicycles going in an uncoordinated way. There was an elephant amongst it, a farmer who herded the sheep, a cars with impossible exhaustion pipe. It was Indian chaos multiplied with the Varanasi factor. And in the midst of that, you know, little elevated thing, I would call it like an island, there was a policeman, man hurling his stick, trying to bring order into the cosmic chaos. And next to him, totally absorbed, a yogi, his white hair and his body was covered with soot. Black suit. He had been staying there for quite some time. I thought, wow. The next morning, the sun, it was pleasantly warm, I think around 9 o'clock or so, I saw him again. I had come to the bathing ghat, and to one of the many bathing ghats, but it was sheltered. And I saw the yogi of yesterday, the traffic yogi, we could call him, in the midst of the Ganga water, hip deep. He had impressive dreadlocks, which were swimming with the current of the Ganga, and he was washing his clothes. Very shyly, I approached him and said, Mere naam Sachinandan Swami, Mere desh Jakhmani. You know, my name and the country. And he said, in perfect English, it was old British English, no need to speak Hindi, gentlemen. What is your good concern? He had seen that I had a doubt in my mind, so he asked the polite word, your concern? I said, may I ask you a question? Why did you choose your place of meditation to be in the most hectic surroundings, an Indian traffic junction? He said, let me show you where I live. And he pointed, he answered my question, but in an indirect way, towards a rinky-dinky boat which was bound to the ghat. Idyllic little saffron boat. I mean, not little, from here to there. There was a hut on top of it. That's where I live. I said, now my concern is even more. If you live in such idyllic circumstances for meditation, why do you choose to go? And he said, in the midst of the traffic. And then he said, gentlemen, it's very easy to concentrate the mind for me in peaceful circumstances. But if I can hold my focus, even in the midst of the Indian traffic, then I know I'm doing something right. I will now teach you what I've learned about absorption. You know, this was a little down to the down into the conversation, and I was impressed, and I was more impressed when he taught me a few principles that are so important to know when you sing kirtan. My dear everyone, there is a principle in life. You are where your mind is. You can be in the most ideal situations in life, but if your mind is distracted, you are in trouble. When your mind, however, is focused, content, it's called santosh, you can be in impossible situations, but you are in a very good place. All the yogic traditions, I'm practicing bhakti yoga, but there are so many yoga traditions, have a few things in common, and one is called mana samharanam. That's in Sanskrit. It means bring the mind back repeatedly from wherever it wanders due to his restless or its restless nature. So I will start right now to do this. I request you to sit and to take an attentive, upright sitting position. And I request you to bring your mind to the sound of the of a monosyllable mantra, which is very, very good to focus the mind. The mantra Ram. The Upanishads say the birth of the mind is fluttering and flying nervously everywhere. But if you can bind it to a mantra, it's like a bird who has a string around his foot and is bound to with a string like this to a perch. Do you know what is a perch? It's like a branch perhaps, or it's like a tree. You know, that they keep the falcons for hunting. It's like there's a stick and then a tea thing, and it is peacefully there. It finds rest there. So let's bind our mind now from wherever it we need to settle here into this workshop and do this. Okay, once again, let us sit straight. You might roll your shoulders back because we want a very good breathing volume. Have the head a little upward. Yes. I'm not looking at the moment how you're doing. Please do well. Because I need to start with myself, really. And then we bring the mind to the syllables, to the one syllable Ram. As we chant, so there will be a sound. I will chant one time as an example, and then we chant five times together. And our life is now very simple, but you might find it challenging. You have to bring the mind to the sound and bind it there, just like a bird, a falcon, or any bird that is tied to the perch and can become very peaceful by this. One time I do alone, 5 times we do together. Deep inhale, very deep inhale. Very deep inhale. As you inhale, let me remind you to bring your mind into the sound. One more time. And now very loud, louder than your mind. Sit a little bit in silence. I'm afraid we need to do it 2 more times. I can feel the mental energy is not yet settled. So, deep inhale. Loud. And last time, please. Let the echo of Ram do its work for a moment. Excellent, fantastic. There's one chapter in the Bhagavad Gita that is of interest for us as we enter more into principles of absorbed kirtan. It's called Dhyana Yoga, or the Yoga of Dhyan, meditation. And Krishna had told to Arjuna a few secrets on meditation. And Arjuna is simply frustrated. He says, it is too difficult for me. For the mind is turbulent. It is restless. You said yoga citta vritti nirodha. Yoga means to still the waves of the mind. But this is so difficult. Can you please talk more practical? For me, it appears that the mind is like an inner storm. which picks up thoughts and then moves them like leaves in the storm. So can you say something? And it's interesting, Krishna acknowledges the problem. He says, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Indeed, the mind is chanchal, so flickering, sometimes here, sometimes there. But without any doubt, there are two things that help you to control the restless mind. Two things, two practices. One is to say no to the mind. It sounds so simple, but to just not believe everything your mind throws at you. Just you can do that by taking on a distanced image, a picture. Even my grandmother went for the first time into the cinema. There was a chariot which came rushing at the spectator, and she panicked and wanted to run out of the cinema. But I was a practiced cinema goer. I said, Grandma, it's not a problem. It's only a movie. It stays there, the chariot. No, it comes towards us. Don't you see? Stay in your seat and just I didn't know the words which I use now, but just stay. So you have to learn sometimes to stop before reacting to any impulsive thought, like my grandmother wanted to run out of the cinema. I said, stop, my grandmother, it's all right. I guarantee you nothing will happen to us here. So you need to learn to observe. Don't we do this sometimes in difficult situations in our lives, that we just step back and see everything? The moment, however, you go into the situation and you are attached to the situation, you begin to suffer and enjoy according to whatever it is. Step back, learn to not believe your mind. Say no to the mind. That is called in Sanskrit Shakshi Bhava, no, the mood of a neutral, unconcerned observer. Who of you uses a mobile telephone? Everyone, I may be the only one who don't. I mean, sometimes I also use, but I don't have one. Gokrishna has one. So imagine the video function in the mobile telephone observes. It doesn't judge. It doesn't pass a comment. It just records without any reaction. That is called vairagya, or detachment, the first of what to do during the kirtan. When you see that your mind runs somewhere else, how is your neighbor dancing? Maybe it's in its chakra-like channeling when I also make this at a certain this movement. Just observe your mind. Oh, I'm comparing myself with others. Maybe it's not so important for me to also do this. In other words, observe without getting linked into the thing. The next thing is in kirtan, and a practice. Abhyasa means to bring the mind repeatedly back to where it wanders, to bring it repeatedly back to the sound of the sacred name, again and again, until it stays there. And if you can learn to do this, the mantra works its miracle. You don't have to do anything in kirtan, no difficult posture. You just have to know these two things. Say no to the mind, take a distance, observer role, and then second, very important, don't just observe what is going on, and bring it back. to the chanting of the sacred name. I am a disciple of a very exalted spiritual master. He is no longer with us, and he said something on this. You keep your mind on the chanting of Hare Krishna and hear and respond. When I was chanting, you were hearing. When you were chanting, I was hearing. So it is an exchange. I hear your chanting, you hear my chanting. This is the process. So there's no possibility of thinking anything else. Best and easiest type of meditation, fully. Actually, you at once become on the transcendental plane. Therefore, we feel dancing. You see? You see? You see? So practice it and you'll see how spiritually you're making advancement. It is very simple. I saw this yesterday in the last kirtan which we had. It was for some time the same melody. It was not a very difficult melody, although the instrumentation was highly delightful. It was a melody, I believe, deliberately chosen so that we can just not think about difficult things. How do I sing this? But be there. And we kept on going in a very slow pace, perhaps for an hour. We were sailing on the ocean of sound for an hour or a little longer or shorter, I don't know. And all of a sudden, I noticed some change in the crowd. People started to look less troubled. People didn't have that ego expression in their face. People were definitely on another plane. And then so much joy came at one stage that everyone danced. I mean, did you see also? Were you there yesterday? Ooh, there were a few lords of dance and a few queens of dance amongst us. Andra from Romania was one queen of dance, no? We have to say. Ooh, so impressive. I had to close my eyes because I'm not supposed to look at this too long, you know. So, but I noticed the sound of the holy name had entered the awareness of the subtle body, the mind and the intelligence and the ego. It's called the inner body, the antakarana. It had pervaded it or permeated it with its energy, and the audience was at a different space and started to dance. I was contemplating, should I do stage diving to give pleasure to Paramananda's eyes? It's a different energy. Then I thought, some decorum is advisable in this situation. different energy. Kirtan is the easiest way to transform because it transforms your mind and you are where your mind is. It's such a different philosophy than materialism throws at us. It says by changing our situation, outer situation, we can find happiness. It's not like this. You can be the most miserable person, as I know from my extremely wealthy relatives, if your mind is agitated by desire, by comparing yourself with others, by etc. Once I was driving through Mumbai, the traffic, and a beggar came. The beggar was gleaming. There was light shining from him. It was a stop, you know, the red. Was it a stop or was it just a policeman stopping us? I don't know. We at least our lane stopped and the beggar came. My dear everyone, the beggar had no legs. He was pushing a little cart like this, which was on iron wheels, you know, these very clumsy, raw things. And he was smiling as he held his hand. I told the driver, tell him in his language, I think they speak Maharati, to please go to the side way of the street, and I will come over to him. We will park the car here. I want to ask him a question, and I will definitely, you know, I will reciprocate with him. So we had a conversation. I said, may I ask you? You seem to be very happy. He was a little insecure what to do with the Westerner. And his he looked and to find out what I was getting at. You are very poor, I think. Where do you live? And I always ask this. Maybe it's a German thing. We are asked this question. And he pointed at the side way where he had built a house from cardboard box. House means this wide. But you look so happy, I said to him. You look like being almost like being enlightened. He said, nay. Anything you can say? Why? So this was all translated, and he spoke in his language I couldn't understand, and he said back, you know, I don't live here on the streets. I'm living in the temple of the heart. This is open 24 hours a day, and it is here. In that, in Bengali you say Hridaya Mandire, the temple of the heart, where I meet my Lord. Here is where I meet eternity, soul, and everything that is not outside there. I said, wow, God, you are an enlightened beggar. And if you could kindly accept a donation, I wanted to give him 5,000 rupees because I just had been at a program and everyone had heaped donations in the basket. And he said, nay, 100 rupees are enough for me. I don't need more. So, okay, 100 rupees, took the rest, and I felt very poor that I had not, I had other things, but not yet the access to the temple of the heart. My dear everyone, you can find that access through Kirtan. There are three things you need to know. In Kirtan, simple three things. Align your body, then the mind, and then the heart. What does align mean? It means to bring it together that it functions. Like a car. You have, what do you have in a car? You have the wheels, you have at least in old times the clutches, and you have the motor. When the wheels, the clutches, and the motor are working in sync, in synchronicity, the car moves forward and drives you wherever you want. If you have in Kirtan, your body, mind, and heart connected with the chanting, then, my dear everyone, you will be moved not by your energy, not on your own steam, not by your own capability, but by the transcendental shakti of sound and nada shakti, which is from sound this whole world came, and sound will destroy it. You know, sound means also frequencies, no? Yes, my dear everyone. So let's start with the body. Are you ready for your kirtan, immersed kirtan experience? Please do what I will instruct you now. You will make an unforgettable experience. What's God. By the way, this is Gaur Krishna. I'm only the member of the Gaur Krishna Kirtan band. Today I have the great honor to be with our Madhava Prabhu, who you have heard yesterday. I am a great, great admirer of this. Some Shakti works through him. Please come this evening. And I'm accompanied by a new member of the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band from who could escape Persia, Satya. No? Satya. Do you have a pair of cards? Good. So, what we will do is we will have kirtan going on, and when we don't sing, I will give instructions that bring your body, mind, and heart together, and at the end of it, you should be in the kirtan space. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you tired?
No.
No. Good. I have to look at my audience. Will be a little critical. Paramananda, ready? Can I? Ready? Good. We are good to go. Yes, thank you. You have increased. Yes, very good. We are there now acoustically. We start with the most simple level, the most outward level. We start with what we see every morning in the mirror when we brush our teeth. It's not ourselves, it's our body, our vehicle. Sit straight, straighten the body. You've learned, you're here in Rishikesh, you know how to do that on your own. Just for kirtan, it's good if you have a good lung volume. So what I do is I roll the shoulders up and roll them down. There's a yoga exercise where you go. Actually, let's do that. Bring the hands like this parallel and breathe 3 times in while bringing your hands back. Okay, look, watch me and immediately do. Okay, rest the hands on your legs and keep that open position. Some of you were a little hesitant. Let's do it again. So, straight and 3 inhales. Keep your chest open like this. Fantastic. Posture, maintain it. We will now watch only our pronunciation of the mantra. And we will try to catch the sound really by listening intently. And for the moment, that's sufficient. Sing with your vocal instrument, lungs, vocal cords. And simply hear or listen what you sing. We go immediately into the mantra. You know it by now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All of us, pronunciation and listening.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Very good. So a pronunciation, you just vocalize the sound, and listening means something else than hearing. Oh, I hear you, we say. But listening means a more intentional form of hearing. That is our attempt to catch the sound. So please, all of us, let us again use this body to do the kirtan. Please, everyone, now chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now we add ekagrata to it. It means single-pointedness. We try to bring our mind like a bird that settles on a branch. We try to bring our mind to the syllables of the mantra. That means we follow each and every syllable and try to find rest in there. Some say you just think of entering a river where you first go with the feet, then you are knee deep, waist deep, chest deep, until you are really immersed. Here you can immerse your head and your thinking also, because it's the river of sound. Immerse yourself, focus, and please sing now with your mind focused.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Mind might do what it always does. It's like a fly which moves from one item to the next one. You need to somehow stop the movements of the mind and bring it to the chanting. It helps to tell yourself, at the moment I have nothing else to do. No need to check my WhatsApps.
No need to go anywhere else. No need to eat. No need to think romantic thoughts. Just I need to bring that mind to the transformative power of the holy name, of the sacred sound, no? And again, without becoming frustrated, oops, if it goes, bring the mind back. Please, let's do this now, two times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. Don't go. Yes, very good. Always come back and don't go. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Louder than your thoughts. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, at last, comes the most delightful third principle of Kirtan. That is to draw the mind or pull the mind into the heart space. This is a common yogic practice. Some of you might have learned it here. It goes in the Eastern traditions in Russia. The desert monks or desert fathers talked about this. Just focus, please, on the heart space, no? There is a space inside of you where everything is there. Soul, God, eternity. And we want to go there now in the Kirtan way. I want to say, those who are theistically inclined and follow the path of bhakti will think of a beautiful space inside where the Lord of their hearts resides. Those who are not inclined in this way will just draw the mind away from the reflective thoughts into the heart. It takes a little practice, but it's quite possible. And from that space, it's called Dahara Akash, the sacred space in the heart, they sing. So if you are in Bhakti Yoga, you may think of Radha and Krishna. If you are not inclined like this, you just draw the mind into your heart and sing from there. I would sing one time alone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
I don't hear you.
Hare, Hare Rama. Yes, yes, yes. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ibo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
at the end, I request you to bring all this together. Good posture. A distinct pronunciation. The mind level of repeatedly bringing the sound, mind back to the mantra, and most important, the heart level, where you very, very simple draw your mind into that space which is there, or you can just bring it to the heart place, you know, the heart space, and then address the Supreme Lord whom you worship, or again, if you're not so inclined, the unknown, all these things that are beyond your immediate purview and control, and chant from there. We will do this again. Posture, focus, heart. Please chant now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare helps you, you might like to bring your hands together in the pranam mudra and bring it to the chest where your heart space is, and then once again sing from there. Let's sing now. Hare Krishna. In a silent mode, just feel inside you. In German language, you say "spüren dich hinein." I don't really know how to say this. Just feel inside, no? Inside. And now, the most wonderful and sometimes difficult, just be, let go of any thoughts. Just stay in the space of being. Being means just be there. Mm-hmm. from there, let us intone together the sacred syllable Om. I will do it one time alone and then three times together with all of us. Om. Om. Three times now, please, all of us. Nicely, let's do it twice more, two times more. Thank you very much. We may come back to room awareness. Aligning body, mind, and heart is really the foundational practice of absorbed kirtan. I think we could hear when we did the last Om together, it was just a different experience of the vibration of sacred sound. But it is the foundation of practice only. There are many, many steps we can take, but if we ignore this first step, things will be not... we need to do the first step, in other words. Tomorrow, same time, same place, we will go one step further. Let me pause here my speech. We are a little bit over time, so... Maybe we see if there is one question, just a workshop means we have to be in contact with the audience also and that through words, no? Any one of you has a question they feel is good to pose at this moment? Yes?
So when you say that you looked, you know, inside yourself, so are you thinking, I mean, we should be thinking about putting our eyelids down or concentrating on something that...
Yes.
Or is it like actually looking inward?
Yeah. Very, very nice. Looking inward. It is first to stop the movement of the mind which goes externally. That means out into this world through the process of memorizing things. And looking inward then means to just, the easiest way is to give the mind an anchor point, that is anchoring it to the heart space. It is here where the subtle border between material consciousness and spiritual consciousness is. So anchor it there, almost like a boat. Oops, here's a boat. You put a rope on it and you anchor it in the ground. So
So, and then when you when after having done this, still the mind, in other words, as good as you can, focus it positively on the spiritual dimension. You am I correct in my assumption? You are from the Hindu faith. Yes, I thought so. So there are many deities. You can focus on your Ishta Devata in your heart, and then after anchoring it to that deity, you will see you leave the world behind and you are with that deity, and you will experience the power of that deity. Really, when we focus on Shiva, it's a whole different experience, inner experience, than focusing on Krishna. Yes. In simple words, you don't need to somehow bring the eye bulbs, you know, by like, as you look down, like this, inside. You just bring your mental focus inside the heart space, and there, according to your spiritual inclination, you focus it there and anchor it there. A little practice, you will easily do this. Dobro means good. I thank you once again very, very much. You were the audience of my secret dreams. So focused, so willing to make the experience. I wish you all the best. Let's not forget we have this evening ample opportunity to practice kirtan. I do not know the kirtan schedule, but I do know there is Indradumna Maharaj chanting. You can find out from our info booth. Be here. We start at 4:45, and then if that is too early, you might try to come if possible for 4:45, but make sure you know, towards the end of the evening, it's almost like I don't know how to say it in English, that the most delicious kirtan singers, they sing at the end, because we know not everyone in Rishikesh is busy, so then you come, no? We love to see you do kirtan and experiencing what you need to experience to come to your next level. And kirtan, everyone, it is not based or it is not dependent on any faith religion thing. The sound works for everyone, wherever they are, or even for someone who's nowhere, you know, in his life. The kirtan is not bound to any particular faith orientation, no? But it helps everyone to reach that level they need to reach to move forward in their lives. All the best, and see you this evening or afternoon already. Goodbye, and have a good day. Hare Krishna.